We are up to Siman Kuf Mem Beis Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey, we only have one page left to finish laws of Hilchos Purim. Chayavim lechol v'lishtois v'lismoyach b'purim gam b'lel yudalid yismach v'yarbe k'tzas b'sud. This is a very controversial topic. Page Reish Samach Vav. The second to last page of the handout. The second to last page. So this is a very controversial topic. Halacha Hey. Is there a mitzvah to be mesameach the night of Purim? Purim, that night, is one of the most complicated areas in halacha. What's going on at night? What's all this about? You have at night, you lay in the mekillah. Since when do you lay? Is there ever a kriya sator at night with a bracha? The only other time you have at night is simchas Torah, which is also very complicated, very, very bizarre halacha, minhag, to lay in at night with the bracha, the Sefer Torah, 3 aliyahs, 5 aliyahs. They don't do it at all. And then there's laying Megillas Eicha. Eicha, you don't make a bracha. You say without a bracha. Well, some do if you have a klaf. There are some customs. It's not very common.
He makes a bracha.
He wrote a Megillas Eicha. Some say that you shouldn't even write a Megillas Eicha. Okay, but there is such a thing. But in Purim, it's not a question of yes, not. Of course, this is what you do. At night, you lay in with a bracha. You lay in the middle of the bracha. So it's a very bizarre concept that at night, and seemingly it fits into the theme of the holiday. The theme of the holiday is Hester Ponim. Yonohi Haster Aster Ponai Bayom Ahu. In the darkness, we're able to see the Yad Hashem. And therefore, B'dafka, we lay in the Megillah at night with the Bracha. We relate the story of Purim at night because at night, in one respect, it fits better into the theme of the Megillah, laying it at night than by day. Because day is light. Day is symbolic of Geula, redemption. But the whole essence of the miracle of Purim is to see the Yad Hashem even in Golas. It was the only miracle that we commemorate that took place in the real Golas. Chanukah took place during the time of the Bayis Sheni. It was a later point in time in history, in the Skadnu Hadoris, but we had a Beis Hamikdash, we had sovereignty in the Beis Hamikdash. Here we're dealing over here with the miracle that took place in Persia, Shushan Habira. We're dealing over here with the whole so therefore, once already we're laying the Megillah with the Bracha, one could argue and suggest that we should also have a Chiyuv Seuda at night. So this, you look in the Rishonim, look in the Achronim, in the Shulchan Aruch, some say yes, some say not, back and forth. The bottom line is no, there's no chiyuv, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is being machriya, that a little bit you should do something.
Well, you're breaking your fast.
Yeah, so you could break your fast with crackers, with bread and water, and then you can have, after you break your fast, you can have a little basar, v'dogim, mat'anim, a suda, a little simcha, a little bit to drink. It's a whole different league. And if you chayv in a suda, then you mechuyv mamash to have a real suda. So here he says something which is somewhere in the middle. He's being very, very, very careful what he writes. Chayovim lechol b'shlushkois l'smach b'purim gam b'lel yudalid period. Gam b'lel yudalid yismach v'yarbe k'tzas. B'sudach shachal b'motzei Shabbos after tzorach la'asoyis b'shabbos u'l shlishes. Okay, this time again this year. But when Purim is on Shabbos, so anyway, you've just seen how much can you eat already. He had already shalashudas. Yimayit k'tzas b'chilos b'yom b'yom adein litin mokam l'su'udah l'el Purim. So therefore, he says a little bit. Yes, the chatil yishu, the chatil b'mokom mokam l'su'udah shayisum b'lel yin yoytzim d'chivosim. But it goes out saying that the yisu'i of a night, you're not yoytzim d'chivosim. V'ikar hasu'udah mitzvosu shetehei b'yoyim. D'chsev, it says the Megillah, yimei mishte v'simcha. V'yesh lahalik nervous derech simcha b'yom tov. Gam g'shayisim hasu'udah b'yom. You should also light candles by the su'udah Purim. The su'udah Purim by day, one should light candles, of course, without a brach. Yes, I've seen this. My mother used to light candles by the su'udah Purim. Yes, you are supposed to light candles by the Su'udas Purim without a bracha. The Gambalel Tesvav Tzach L'smach Ketzas, and the night of Tesvav, you also suppose that means the following night. That means basically Mitzoy Purim. The minig is that the Su'udah should be at the end of the day, which leads into the beginning of the next day. You supposed to take Purim with you to the entire year. Tzach L'smach Ketzas, because that's the Iker Purim for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, for the people in Shushan Habira. And are there anyone left in Shushan Habira today? Is there a field trip? They went? There's a field trip? They go there, they let them in? They let them in. It could be. The gam belel tezvav tzach lesmach itzatz gam atanas lavion memoros amonos lavayu tzach lios biyoyim. And that's what they call Shushan. The Mepharshim tell us there's two cities. There's a city called Shushan, period, and there's a city called Shushan Habira. There are two different cities. And if you read the Megillah, at the end of the Megillah, it's very meduyik. Esther says, what more can I do for you? So she says, do what you've done, gam lamochar b'shushan, b'shushan. So we have to maybe a little while go to that. That idea is that Esther asked Ahasuerus that they can continue killing people the next day in the other city. There was Shushan and Shushan Habira, two different locations. So what you're referring to maybe is Shushan Habira. There's a book upstairs. They have in the library. The book upstairs they have some fascinating things. They have the actual palace, right? They have the actual palace, the artifacts of the actual palace. It's not verifiable that it's the real thing? With all the pillars? The pillars? ISIS is there now? Ay, ay. The Gam Belil Tezvav.
There's a town in upstate New York called Shushan.
Shushan. Stama, that's not where the miracle happened. Stop not. You never know. Who knows? Not likely. Okay, let's go further. Gam Belil Tezvav Tzach Lesmech Itzas. Okay, everyone knows that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of mishloch monos at night. That's pashut. You're not allowed. You're not yoytze. You tell them that you don't be kohen till the next day. It's a stretch, but that's not the zman. The mail comes. You have no choice. But lechatchil, if you're delivering it, you should not. There's no such thing as delivering it at night. The treaty b'mishloch monos oyse makes us sudas b'layla because we're very busy. We make a little sud at night. We mispal mincha about hayom gadol. We make b'shum the treaty b'mishloch monos oyse b'mikzas mitzvah sud b'layla. We basically we start this late in the day. We oysek the whole morning in the mitzvah sayayim of the Megillah mishloch monos mitzvah sadverim. So even many people don't have a chance to begin their sud until later in the day, and the sud extends into the following night. Early, if he can, so that he does not go into mincha drunk. When zman mincha arrives, you have to daven mincha first. We're not always makbid on this, but at least on a suda, a large suda, suda's purim, a special suda, then you follow shulchanach. You should first daven mincha. You should make the majority of the suda by day. Early in the morning, should not forget to learn. Now there's been very popular yeshivas Mordechai Hatzadik. It's a beautiful thing for children. Why only children, adults? They should have an avos subanim. I don't know why only children are part of this, but there's an inyan to learn. Like Yehudim Hoysa Oira. Oira zu toira. So what else is Purim all about? The person should learn at least a small amount on Purim. V'samach l'davar l'hidim ha'isa oira v'adashin oira zu toira v'yesha. Some say sheyesh lechol minei zir'oinim. We learn this that you should eat seeds. You should eat seeds when b'purim zeichel l'zir'oinim she'ochlu doniel v'acheirav b'bovel v'zeichel l'zir'oinim she'ochlu ester d'isa b'gmar v'yeshaneho. Shashkaz, he changed her. He put her in a special facility when they drafted all these young girls to go before Achashverosh. All these girls were beautifying themselves for 12 months. She shochodoshim b'shem ramav, she shochodoshim b'abesimim, sevig hanoshim, and they fed them a diet, and obviously it was not kosher. And Esther said, "I will not eat that kosher. I only eat seeds." And didn't she not want to reveal that she didn't want to say it? She said it, and they said they didn't say kosher because then they would know she's Jewish.
She was a vegan.
A vegan. That's what she said. So they said to her, "You can't live on a diet like this. You can't survive on a diet, on a vegan diet." So she said, "Yes, I can." Daniel survived. There was this Jew. It wasn't there this famous Jew who lived not that long ago, who was still alive, and he ate and he lived. Hasach, he lived on this diet. So if he can do it, if it's good for the Jews, it's good for me. And the Mela, we commemorate this by eating seeds. So we learn Dafni, you go back to the Shirashim. Ha'imer Dava B'Shem, Omer Mevi Gula Leom, we go back to the Shirashim, we discuss this. There's a lot of depth in this minig is that you have to give credit to the one who laid the foundation for your salvation. And the one that laid the foundation is Daniel. Daniel was the one who showed the world the whole mere essence of the review. We learned a week ago, 2 weeks ago, is the whole essence of Purim was a novelty that a Jew can go among Goyim, and be Matzliach. It was a novelty. Until this point in time in history, no such thing in modern, talking about Yosef. Yosef also did this, but after the time of they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was never a Hecha Timsa situation where Jews lived among Goyim and were successful. So how could it be that Esther would be taken to the palace of Achashverosh and live there as the queen? How could she survive? The one that laid the foundation that such a thing can happen is Daniel. Daniel was the first one that served among the king, among a non-Jewish king. He laid the foundation for Esther, and pretty much he laid the foundation for us in Golis, for 2,000 years of Golis, that Klal Yisrael can survive among Goyim. What? Nehemiah, not really. Nehemiah was a different type of figure. He was a more of a he was just a Jewish leader. He was a Jewish politician. He was not like Daniel who served by Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore, we eat seeds at night. Daniel zechel zorim zochas l'esther v'diitzu b'gemar v'yishanecha v'esna resechel toiv v'shachlo zeroinim dinei alanisim b'rechasei b'chazamazon ayin simesem amem dal siv tezvav tezayin. Okay, halacha vav. Let us run the world also. We'll come back to shorim salacha. Halacha vav kevin shachar shekol anes choya yidei hayayin ushtei Vashti nitrida b'mishte hayayin. Vashti was driven away through a mishte yayin. Ubo este b'mukayma v'chein inyin haman mapolaso hoy al yidei yayin. It was through a mishte yayin. L'chein chayvi chachamim l'zichon l'vracha l'hishtaker b'yayin, to drink yayin. V'amru chayv adam l'vasume b'puraya ad lo yada ben or haman l'brach mordechai v'lifchois, at least, even though we don't want to go that far, the words of the Ramah, eat and drink a little bit more than you're accustomed to, kedei liskor es hanes hagadol, the yishon, and go to sleep. And when you are sleeping, mitoch sheyishon, ein yodea ben arham al baruch Mordechai. Ve'ula mishehu cholosh by day. The ikar zach is by day, not by night. Ve'ula mishehu cholosh betivoy u'mishemi v'chein mishe yodea be'atzma shal yodea yiken yizalzlu chas v'shalom be'ezem mitzvos. Then be'brocha oy betfila o sheyav chas v'shalom l'kalus roish. Okay, that's what all the Rosh Shivas are telling the Talmidim today, as far as I know, is that we're all in this category. Mutav sheloi lehishtaker v'chol maisav yihyu l'shem shemayim. So it's not such a good idea to drink too much. Halacha zayin ho'ovel chafil techshiva chaybis b'matanos le'avyoinim. In ovel is chayiv to give gifts to the poor, v'chayiv l'shlach monos l're'eyu, to only one person. U'bikol mokam lo yishtach dava shal simcha e'a avobod l'hachil. Avol ein shulchan, you don't send. Avol does not receive, the avol gives. How much do you give? So here it doesn't even say. It says the minig is machloek is how many you can give. The minig is you give. You know it does say. Let's go further. Avol avol ein shulchan monos kol shnei masa chodesh. You don't send a gift to an avol. The avol does not receive gifts the entire year. Afil davishin shal simcha ve'im hu ani mutal l'shach le'mos. If the avol is poor, he can receive matanos le'avyoinim. Aishar davishin shal simcha. That's not called simcha. That's for his survival. Ve'im ein b'makom ahu rak ha'avol im echad. In a desert island, and the only one that you can fulfill your mitzvah mishloach manos is the avel. So it's your chefsa the mitzvah. When the avel is your only chefsa the mitzvah, then you can give the avel mishloach manos. That's an amazing thing. The different halachas, different minhagim for avelim. Some said an avel should only send one to do the bare minimum. And I was in love, I used to send one. There are other people that say you can send a few. You don't have to send one, you can send a few. Different minhag. He doesn't say one. The kids says send. It says you can send, just don't send. Adavashal simcha. So I would lie, and I would go and I would give to a few people, and I would say, you're the only one. They loved it. Some of them, they loved it. Oh, they ate it up. But it was a lie. What?
I actually did that. I could, you know.
One person. Wow. Ooh, I wasn't that one person.
I didn't have the option.
I didn't get it. I wasn't that one person.
Everybody expects the longest from me.
Everyone expects the rabbi. The rabbi. Okay. Ein la'asos melacha b'purim. A person should not go to work. Should not do melacha. That means melacha means labor intensive. Labor intensive melacha. Umi sh'ayis b'melacha ein arayim y'ayis b'melacha simin b'racha le'oilam. Scary words. It's a Gemara. Scary, scary words. Because, you know, years ago, everyone went to work. When I was a child, I don't know, maybe I just don't remember correctly, Purim was not such a big holiday. When I was very, very little, I don't remember Purim as being a big deal. Yeah, there were the mitzvahs hayoim. There was, you go to early the shul, 6 o'clock in the morning, here Megillah, and you mishalach manos, and at the end of the day, you have a little suda, everyone went to work. Sorry, man, you went to work. It wasn't like a big deal. You have a chagiga, maybe, the night before. It wasn't a bit later, much later, like it became like a craze. Like later in my life, it the growth of how people developed into a renaissance of what Purim is about. Do you remember it like that when you were children? Yeah. Purim being a small holiday? A minor holiday?
Real minor holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do remember it like that. Yeah. You're a mayor. How do you remember Purim when you
went to work? Who could afford not to go to work because of Purim?
It was a different mentality.
I went with a city bag. I went with a costume.
You went with a costume. That was your last day at work.
You went. Oh,
you dressed up as a robber.
I walked out of Goldberg this week with my fur coat. Next to the book, he says Santa Claus.
I looked at him and I said, "Zalman Leib."
Did they have a demonstration yesterday?
No.
Let's go by the Misha Isabam Loch anyway, Simbabamlovos and the Olam, by the Nihudi Mut, but we'll go his mutter, Mutla Sagrin Bibramatio, and we'll be using in business. Pragmatio, because that's not Malacha. Buying and selling is not called Malacha. The Chain Mutu Luchtavafilo Agarish, we're allowed to write letters, even a letter, even a friendly letter. The Chain Choy Voistav, Shabholdabash, the Chain Choy Voistav, the Choldabash, Enoit Sarach Ian Godel. Anything that's not labor intensive, the kol shekain lichta by dvar mitzvah lasas shor dvar mitzvah b'chein l'tzach purim mutu lasas afilu malach 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 zgurus. If it's needed for a mitzvah, even if it's for Purim, then you can do even a labor intensive mitzvah. Halacha tes yom tezvav ech ach ador. That's shushan purim. We call shushan purim. Nikra etzlenu shushan purim ein emem by tachnon v'lo kel erech apayim v'lo lam natzeach. You don't say lam natzeach. It's not called the Yom Tzara. Also down the Hespid, the Tainus. The Noyagim boy Ktsas Mishnah, the Simcha, a little bit Mishnah, the Simcha, Aval Ein Oimim Al Hanisim. You don't say Al Hanisim. By the way, if you make a mistake and you do say Al Hanisim, you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei. If you say Al Hanisim in the middle of the year, then you do repeat the Shemona Esrei. People, a person made a mistake, let's say people could happen, let's say Mitzoyi Purim. You go to shul, you're still in the Purim mood, and by a mistake you say Al Hanisim. Oh, what did I do? It's Shushan Purim. You're not supposed to say Al Hanisim. It's Shushan Purim. So b'diyavad, if you say Al Hanisim, it's not called a hefsek. But if you were to say Al Hanisim during the year, then you would be required to repeat the Shemona Esrei.
What about if there's two Adars, and then the first Adar you said
I don't know the answer. I don't know. It could be you don't have to either. It could be that we have to mean that. I don't know. It could be. It sounds like a good Shaila. Maybe not. I don't know. You're allowed to get married. People get married even on Purim itself. People can get married. There's a whole sugis shachosim shachno. You get married on Purim. All the laws. No big deal. You get married on Purim. Ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. That does not apply to Purim. Mutim b'lasas bar nisun b'kevin she'ein anu konim bo a'as ha'megillah. Aval b'yoyim shachem b'as ha'megillah sha'oz ikra simcha. It says here the kitzur ein oisim nisuin mishum de'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Halacha yod yom yudal v'tezvav shabad harishon and kikpum katan gam kin inam yom boi lilo tachnu v'lo yekal chapayim v'lo matzeach v'asum behes v'tainis shushan purim but not on Purim. Shushan purim you can get married but not on Purim because it's ein ma'arv simcha b'simcha purim katan, so he says all the rules apply v'yom yudal l'marim k'tzas b'sud. That's shushan. Let's go back to the shemesh of halacha, just a few things to finish up. Back in the previous page, ois hey le'echol v'lishtois. It says here that a person should eat and drink on Purim. Ayim shari tshuva hevi mibircha yosef de'im asa sulus purim below lechem. Gam ken yotza ayin sham. L'chatil yishav bread. You don't eat lechem mishnah, by the way. Lechem mishnah is only Shabbos and Yom Tov. There is no lechem mishnah for Purim. There was no Purim in the time of the Midbar. Didn't happen yet. So Hashem didn't have to send down two double portion. If you don't have bread, it says gam kin yotz ayin sham. Ve'ayin b'nimukay arachayim shel l'sham midibre hamar agamor de lo yotza. U'mukhiv lachol pas, you must eat bread b'sud aspum v'chein mukhiv lachol basar b'sud azu. You have a chiv to eat meat. Ayin b'rambam period. Chayiv adam levasume b'puraya halachavav ayin b'maram shif. De'achshav sheisin yayin sraf. Whiskey. B'makoyim.
Yeah.
The who dover pella. What? What does that say? The who dover pella? What does this mean over here? The achshav
that they're drinking
shops. So what does it mean? Nihogam. I think makom nihogam. Where their custom is, the place of their custom. For what? Where their custom is, their custom, who dover pella, why schnapps can be a substitute for yayin. It's a mishta yayin. The whole poem is all based on a mishta yayin.
And this goes back to what we once also said, the Hungarians had wine and the Litha didn't have wine. That's where they had whiskey.
So Hungarians did have wine.
So the Hungarians had wine. So if you had wine, why would
you take whiskey? Whiskey was only when you would not have wine. There is no wine, so this next best thing is whiskey. Okay, zva zayin avol 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 ein sholchem ayin b'shut ksav soifer im sholchem manas lo avol mutul lekablam. Okay, this is nogay. This is people who are avelim. They always ask this question: what happens if someone sends you a sholoch manas? So what are you supposed to say? Oh, don't give it to me. I'm an avel. I'm not accepting it. No, that's not the way it works. If they bring it to them, so they accept it. You accept it. And if Sholach b'chazara back to you, so
you sends the oval, sends it back.
Sends it back. So he sends it, give it back to him. So then you also yaitza, you still yaitza. The ayin b'shut divrei malkiel the mutal l'shtoch monas l'harav kishu ovel. I remember this. My father was an ovel. I remember this very vaguely. That the rabbi is the exception. The rabbi you're allowed to send the zehave b'shilum choiv. It's an obligation. Fudavar ha'ovid u'mutar, because the ancient times that was part of the rabbi's parnasa. Part of the rabbi's parnasa was they would send mishloach manos and they would attach a check to the mishloach manos. So therefore, it's a davar ha'ovid v'loy gara mitzdaka. It's no longer a different time today. I don't think that society said like this, but there is such a thing where there was part of the rabbi's parnasa. He would receive mishloach manos, and therefore the rabbi is an exception. Halacha ches ein las esmach b'purim ayin b'purim v'gadim d'davka b'yom ha'inos and you don't do melacha b'yom ha'day. Avol b'layla, but at night, ad hanetzacham amut, you're allowed to work at night. The lo yigora me'er Pesach, it's no worse than Pesach, that you're allowed to work, then you're allowed to work at night. Er Pesach is also a Yom Tov, because you shecht any day which you bring a carbon is a Yom Tov, and since on Er Pesach we bring the carbon Pesach, it's a Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to work. Even though you're allowed now to work on Erev Pesach, but you're allowed to work on the night of Erev Pesach, the night before. So Purim is no different. Purim, you don't work on Purim, but you can work at night. Avol, b'shut chasam sofer, kosef hachmel, even at night you should not go to work. Halacha, tes v'yosr, gam v'hesper v'taynes, kosef ha'ramod, de'ein avilas noig b'purim, lo b'yudav, lo b'tesvav, ayin sham b'achronim, sheyesh pluksa b'zeh, if there is avilas on Purim. The minig is that there is no avelus and you can wear regular shoes. The minig is on Purim, on Tezvav and Tezayin it says. Here that the minig is to wear regular shoes, leather shoes, and yilanis on a regular tree. He disagrees. The Chochmas Adam says no. He says that's on the Chai Adam. That no, this that we make when it comes to avelus is only in Purim itself. But Shushan Purim, the oval must wear the non-leather shoes and Purim called the avelus bechalitas min olam chutz mi yeshiva gare karakon. Shushan Purim, he can sit on a regular chair.
They went there to Israel.
So they kept it.
What happened there?
The ayin benugir rechaim dibre harimah shakasav the inavilus noy gamit hezvav nothing not even on 15 gilus tun shitase shakasav the chayim b'mishum simcha. They arrived late. They arrived. They arrived at the end of Purim. They came at the end of Purim. There was a delay. The plane was sent back. The plane took off. It's a famous story. Rav Shach instructed them, "Don't come. You're going to ruin the whole Purim in Eretz Yisrael." It's a famous story. It's in the book. You're going to ruin the whole. You're going to shter the whole Purim. And they decided. I don't know who decided. They decided. No, we're going. We have to go. And they went. They took off. The plane was already over the Atlantic, and there was a problem on the plane. So the plane came back to New York, landed, they corrected the problem, and then they took off again. But by the time the plane came, it was already the very end of the day. So it didn't shter the Purim in Eretz Yisrael.
And when did they start sitting? They didn't start sitting until after Purim.
Well, the Levi was at night. So the Levi was Shushan Purim.
One of the Gerer Rebbe's died, I think, when the Levi was on Purim. Was it Purim or Shushan Purim? I'm trying to also remember.
I don't remember.
You remember? They closed down. All your shrine was closed down. Everything was coming with the shrine.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's go further. Let's finish up over here. The Yishte Akak V'Yanim V'Yarachayim Devar Adivar Yemosh Kostein Lavilus Nogi Gamit Hezvav Hu L'Shitasa Shekosam V'Chayim B'Mishte V'Simcha Gamit Hezvav Aval Oysan Shaloi Nogu B'Zeh V'Shushan Purim U'Etzam Kichol. That's really where most of us follow, that we hold Shushan Purim as a really regular weekday. Also Linoi Kulazo Ulevatil Avelus Betezva Vahare Tarte de Sashre Hadadi. If you're treating it like chol, then there should be a full din of avails. I think not my impression is that's what people do. My impression is that people do not sit Shiva on Purim. But on Shushan Purim, the impression I get, I don't know if why maybe I saw something once on Shushan Purim, is that people they have regular avelus on Shushan Purim. Okay, of course. But this is we're not knowing Bizman Azet and be noig Simcha on Shushan Purim, so therefore there's nothing wrong in the full-fledged Avelos on Shushan Purim. Yudal and Tezvav, Shabbat Rishon, he talks about the other Purim Katan, I am Shud Adnus Adugas Abaisen, the Chas and Yom Chupasai im Hu Purim Katan Tzach Lesanus, I am Benugi Arachayim, Simin Tzafer Shadivav, the Helish Shloid Lesanus, there's a Chas and Fast on Purim Katan, it's Machloikis Sapoiskin. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we made it, we finished the Halachas of Kishruch Narach, Be'itai. Okay, let's take.
This would be an answer to the Shiloh instead of Nisim. Purim Katan.
Al Hanisim on Purim Katan, be machlokes.
So we have to say
that. Why?
Fast. Is fast.
So it's a full-fledged day. Okay, it could be that it's told other things.
Fast.